planning on seeing a different Torah. And then this came up, and I want to tell you a little bit how it was inspired. We were walking to our room. Where's my roommate, Yaakov Schmuckler?
He's flying a drone somewhere.
We were on our way to our room when we got to the hotel, Erev Shabbos. And I say to Yaakov, what room are we? He says, 7-Eleven. I said, Gematria Ish Kodesh. He says, I should tell one of the Chavayim, it's like 7-Eleven in the Slurpee's door. So when this number came to mind, 7-Eleven, Ish Kodesh, I started to think to myself, there's so much in a name. And a number reveals so much about a name. And from that point on, I was thinking to myself, Ish Kodesh, Ish Kodesh, what is an Ish Kodesh? What is so special about Kehilas Ish Kodesh? And these are just some thoughts, some reflections, because normally we do see Purei Tzaddikim on a Motzei Shabbos, but you see the theme throughout the Divrei Torah and the speeches over Shabbos that people are sharing Dvarim HaYotzim in Alev. So I'm going to do the same, some personal feelings about this beautiful Kehila called Ish Kodesh, which we're enjoying so much over these past few days. In fact, before coming here, I was picking up my daughter from school, from the daughters, and we were making a right turn onto our block, and they had just been to the Hilula, and they were saying, Tati, you're not going to be here for Shabbos, where are you going? And they knew already a little bit. So I said, we're going to go on a trip with the Kehila for a week, and I was explaining to them. They said, I don't understand. This sounds like a men's club. And I said to her, I want to explain what's going on over here. And I want to give a taich on what that means, the way that she understood it and what it's really all about. And of course, there's so much to Ish Kodesh. I don't want to focus on one prat which emerges from the parsha. The Zohar Kodesh says, Vayaras Amoko Meirachai, that when Avram approached the place of the Akedah, the Zohar says, Hamokom refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He felt very distant at that time. Why did he feel distant? What's the pshat in this Mokom Meirachai? If you take a look in the Psukim, we find twice, Vayelchu Shneyam Yachtav. Vayikach Avram is Atzi Ha'ila, Vayosem HaYitzchak Binoi, Es HaEish, Ves HaMacheles, Vayelchu Shneyam Yachtav. And then again, just two Psukim later, Vayomer Avraham Elokim Yirase Lo'ila Bini, Vayelchu Shneyam Yachtav. So why do we need to know two times, Vayelchu Shneyam Yachtav, that Avram and Yitzchak went together? Once we mentioned it, Es HaEish, Ves HaMacheles, what is the Macheles referring to? It's referring to the knife. But since when is a knife called a macheles? So Rashi says it's called a macheles because we're oichin, we eat from the schar of the Akedah eternally. But that's very nice drush. Well, why is it called macheles? Furthermore, Chazal say something very mysterious and all the tzaddikim deal with it. When it comes to Ma'aseh Bereishis, Olo Birtzono Yisborach Livro Asa'in L'Bemidas Adin, that Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, but v'shotva v'hiktim Midas Haracham l'Midas Adin. And then, of course, there's no change of mind by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but this was the Seder. There was a Midas Adin, there was a Shinui, and Hashem said, I have to take Midas Harachamim, be meshatifit, and be makdim Midas Harachamim l'Midas Adin. And lastly, the Gemara Baba Kama tells us, Hashem Yisbarach says the following, Ani hitzeisi eish b'tzion, that I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with fire. Shenemar v'yotzeis eish b'tzion v'toichal yisoy deisaha, that I set it on fire, tzion, and it consumed its roots, its yisoydis. V'ani asil livnoisa b'eish, and I will rebuild it with eish. The question is, how can you build with eish? You could destroy with Eish, but how could you build with Eish? And of course, it's very appropriate considering the fact that we were in Rome, which is the Makom, the Shirish of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and come to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, and to be part of that going from Churban to Binyan. But let's begin with the following to try to explain these ideas and come back around this afternoon. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah ledov kavoy, to attach ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Gemara asks twice, "Echad efshar lidovik b'makom, is it possible to cling to Kadosh Baruch Hu v'haloi esh eichlehu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is an all-consuming fire." So the Gemara says, "Hadlik b'talmid chachamim, attach yourself to talmid chachamim." But the question is, what do you mean that attach yourself to the Mecham? The question still stands, how do talmid chachamim attach themselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the answer to that question? And there's another Gemara in Saita. Gemara says the same thing. Acheri Hashem Elokechem Teleichu. Vechi Efshar Lila Odom Lahalech Acher Hashchina Vahalech Kod Neamar Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Eichlehu. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela Halech Acher Midoisav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevaker Choylim Af Ata Mevaker Choylim Shneamar Vayeroi Lav Hashem Beilin Emamer Vuhu Yoyshev Pesach Oyal Kachamayam. What we see from here is that the mid of Avraham Avinu was this. It tries to be makatzer. But Avraham Avinu looked at the Kodesh Baruch Hu and he said, "Enei shaych lehu. How can I attach myself to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, an all-consuming fire?" So Avraham's answer was, "I have to be madik myself to the midas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in doing so, I'll have a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, after all, is an enei shaych lehu." Yet, however, we find only a few parashiyos later that there's this chiddush in the world called Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Makom of Har Sinai. And when he comes, Sha'an Alecha Me'al Raglecha, and behold, what does he see? He sees the Sneh. Hasneh is Boyer Ba'esh, Va'esh Einenu Ukal.
Sneh.
Va'sneh Einenu Ukal. The Sneh is not being consumed by the fire. Elamai, there's a Musug, there's an idea that when he meets and he greets the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the first time, there's this image that the Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to him in, as that the hasna inenu ukal. There's an esh, but the esh is inenu ukal. There's such a chiddush like that. To Avraham Avinu was an esh eichla, but by the time you come to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a sna inenu ukal. And just to be makatzer, Avraham Avinu looked at this esh eichla, and he said, "I can't come close. I'm going to walk in the midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu." And then Yitzchak said, I want to be very close to this ish." And Yitzchak sat by that ish, and he became fiery hot with his gvura, with his kedusha, because he didn't want his midah was not to go out like Avraham Avinu, halich b'midosav. He had a different mahalach. He wanted to sit next to that ish and become fire, become warmed up by that fire. But Yaakov Avinu, he went into the ish. And that's why Yaakov Avinu's life was filled with tzaras. V'haya beis Yaakov Eish. The house of Yaakov is the Eish. He lived in that Eish. And of course, we know that Avraham went into the fire and he came out of the fire. But that was because Chazal said, Yaakov asher podes Avraham. Yaakov has this midah of being in the fire and being able to exist in the Kivshon Eish. And in doing so, the fire cooled down, and then Moshe Rabbeinu comes. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees there's a Musa called V'ha'Eish. There's boyer, the sneh is boyer, the hasneh in enu ukal. How to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that the fire doesn't burn us, it doesn't hurt us, chalila, that you're able to go into the Eish and to be able to experience true dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by living in that fire. Not an Eish shel misa, but an Eish shel chayim. And therefore it's Moshe Rabbeinu who comes to that Eish years later, on Har Sinai where he was, which was the Makom Hasna, to receive the Torah and to give it to Bnei Yisrael. And what does it say? Ki mi kol basar asher shama elokim chayim medaber mitoich ha'esh. That he went into the Choshech Anan v'Arafel asher shama elokim, like Rabbi Nachman says, that he was able to go into the places that nobody would go into, even into the fire, and he would be in the fire but not be harmed by the fire, not to be slave of the fire. But he found the dveikus of Elokim in the fire. Chayim medaber mitoich ha'esh. That was the chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu amongst all the chiddushim of a matan Torah is. And Moshe Rabbeinu's his complaint to Bnei Yisrael is, "He erased him ibnei ha'esh. He ran away from the esh. Why were you running from the esh?" If you go into the esh, you find chayim there. like you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that when the Yidden were in the Eish of Mitzrayim, Vayelech Moshe, where did he go? And he told Yisrael, Ashiva el Achai Asher b'Mitzrayim Va'ere ha'oidam chayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give up on Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, even though they were in the furnace of what's called Mitzrayim. But he never lost hope, and he went back and he said, Vayelech Moshe, perhaps ha'oidam chayim. There is life within the fire. When we come back to our questions, with this idea in mind, Vayechu Shneim Yachdav. Why does it say Vayechu Shneim Yachdav twice? Because the first time it says Vayechu Shneim Yachdav, the Torah wants to teach you that Avraham and Yitzhak went together. But the second time the Torah says Vayechu Shneim Yachdav, it wants to teach you something different. And listen again to the pasuk. Vayikach Avraham esatze ha'ila. Vayosim ha'yitzhak b'noi. Vayikach es ha'esh ve'es ha'ma'acheles Vayechu Shneim Yachdav. Why is the ma'acheles called the ma'acheles? Because there's the esh and there's the ma'acheles. There's the nekuda of the esh which consumes. The esh o'icheles. And when they went together, at that time, Avraham and Yitzhak, and they went to go shecht Yitzhak. When the pasuk says "Vayikach es ha'esh ves ha'malches vayichu shneim yachdav," it's going back on the esh and the ma'acheles. They went together. But this esh had a ma'acheles to it. And when he had this ma'acheles in his hand, and he went and he came to shecht Yitzhak, the malach comes and cries out, "Al tishlach yodcha al hana'ar." Don't you dare lay a hand on a na'ar, on a Yiddish soul, with an eish which is a machelis eish. That's not how you touch Jewish kinder. Al tishlach yadcha al na'ar. Megala Mukos here says that afterwards it says that a bayavu malach sheinis, another malach came. You get the exact lashon, and he called it Avram, 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 and it says Shenis min Hashemayim. So who is this Malach Shenis min Hashemayim? And then he goes on to give Avram a great bracha, be nishpati num Hashem, you're going to have amazing, beautiful children. What's the nature of the second Malach? So the Megala Mukos says the second Malach is Moshe Rabbeinu. You find the Malach, Moshe is called Malach, Vayishlach Malach, Vayoytziyim in Mitzrayim. When he took them out of the Eish of Mitzrayim, he's called the Malach. And what's his remez? Shenis min Hashemayim, Moshe Tevis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had to come and say, I don't recognize a fire like this. An Eish, which is a Ma'acheles, Vayichu Shneim Yachdav, that's not the Eish which I know of. Al Tishlach Yad Chalanar. This is not the type of an Eish which you're trying to bring to Klal Yisrael. It's the Eish of Sinai. The Kol Elokim Medavrim Yitoichu Eish. V'lo Yareisim Ipneo Eish. That type of an Eish is the Yiddish Eish. And Mimele Vayaras HaMalka Merochek. Because when the Eish is a Ma'achelis Dika Eish, so then the person doesn't feel like he wants to come close. He wants to run away. There's a Richot, that's not the real understanding, the real proper perspective of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we see that Eish of Dveikus with a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being an Eish which is Ma'achelis, which is what hurts, Chalila. And people go running in the opposite direction. And this is Pshat, which we said before in the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's called an Eish Ma'acheles. Hashem Baruch Hu says, that's not what I want. He was Hikdim v'shatza midas harachamim l'midas adin. You have to keep the Eish. The Eish needs to be there because the Eish gives over that heat, that fire, that warmth. We don't want to get rid of the Eish lagamrei. We have to be mesak in the Eish. This is the whole Indian of Tikkun HaGvuros, which is the whole side of the Akedah, really. To be mamtik the gvuros, that there should be an Eish, that it should be a sweet Eish. And this is the secret of Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim know that when they ask the Kasha, and you have to know, be sensitive to the signal of the Lashonis of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, V'chi, Evshel Lidabek, V'halo Eish Ha'ich Lehu. So some people will go on and say, yeah, that's a good Kasha. And we'll move on. So what do we do next? But a Talmidei Chacham looks at that and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachud, do whatever he wants. He could be Yocheles, he could not be Yocheles. If a Yid has emunah and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're an Esh, and you could bring us close to that Esh, and it could be very warm, and it could be very sweet. That's what a real Talmud Chacham is. And that's the secret of Moshe. Had the Talmid Chachamim happens to be Talmid Chachamim is Gematria Moshe Rabbeinu. It's those Talmid Chachamim who understand the Inyan of Moshe, that he was nichnas into that Kivshan Eish. Chazal said that Eish on the top of the mountain was the Kivshan Eish. But by Moshe it was Le'yareisim Ibn Eish. Because he found the Mesikos of Torah and Mitzvahs, and that was the experience of Anei Hashem Elokecha. The Mesikos of the Dvar Hashem, of that Eish. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu brought down to Klal Yisrael. When we think about Eish Kodesh, and there's so much to a name. There's so much to a name. Of course, it's named after the great Tzaddik. But what it means, B'derech Avoida, Lani Yastaiti, is, I guess, just personal recollections and feelings, is that it's an Eish Muzar when the Eish is a Machalistic Eish. And for that, we say, Al Tishlach Yad Chalanar. But what is an Eish Kodesh? An Eish Kodesh is an Eish that a person feels warmed by the fire. He feels like he wants to come close. He's embracing it. It's his life. It's the Chayim Medaber Mitoich Eish. That's the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's something which the Rav works tirelessly, not just with children, how to speak to a child, that it has to be, it can't be an Eish which is a Ma'achelis. It has to be an Eish that a person wants to feel the Kedusha. And he'll come back again, and he'll want to come closer, and he'll be able to taste the mesikus and the sweetness, and medubakim b'yirasecha, the dveikus of yira, the noyam yirasecha. Parenthetically, since the Akedah has an inyan of hamtakas hagvuras, of this inyan of the eish and the ma'achelis va'yichu shneim yachdav, and doing like a mila to the ma'achelis of it, and only taking the eish and being mevara that eish, that it should be an eish to kedusha. So Eish Macheles 792 is Gematria Akedos Yitzchak. So this is the inyan of what Akedos Yitzchak is all about. So I'd say there's a lot to a name. And if you're noticing, jumping the hints about this inyan of Moshe and the Kol Elokim Chayim Medaber B'Teicha Eish, Ha'oid Chayim B'Mitzrayim. Now the Morad Asa, the Rav Shlita, his name is Chayim Moshe. And this is the inyan of a Moshe, the Moshe of our Kehila, who's bringing us that Chaim of the Eish, the Chaim of that Eish. And we had said before that there has to be a Rachmanis. Shot for Midas HaRacham and Midas HaDin. So if you take Chaim, Moshe, and then you add it with Rachamim, it's Gematria Eish Kodesh. This is what an Eish Kodesh really is. Like we had said before, Ani hitzeisi eish b'tziyon, that Hashem destroyed the mikdash with eish. Vani osa livnoisa b'eish. How does Hashem destroy it with eish? What does it say? Shenemar, vayotzis eish b'tziyon, vatoichol yisoydeisea. That's an eish ha-macheles. Vani osa livnoisa b'eish. How could you build with eish? Well, if it's an eish kodesh, then you can build with it. If you take a look at the world today, everybody's working on tikkun ha-eish, no? It used to be that a fire was something that everybody ran away from, but today, electricity, is that not binyan ha'esh, tikkun ha'esh? The whole world is built on electricity. Das ist tikkun ha'esh. So in the chitzonius, we see how the world is using technology for so many things to build the world like nobody ever saw. That's because in the pnimis, in the shar shadvarim, we're building. We're building the esh, we're building with esh, and when we build with esh, that's what's called an esh kodesh. And that's the reason why my daughter had this misconception, this misunderstanding of what esh kodesh is, you know? When you want to come and you want to be in shul, you want to daven, you want to learn, you want to come close, you have dibuk chaver, all the beautiful gifts of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, as Klal Yisrael, as a kehila, that when we embrace them and we do them properly with the proper guidance and with the proper hashkafa, there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. This is what the tanugim are in life. It's not the gashmias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lichtig Torah, a Torah which is filled with oinig. We're an am medushne oinig. Everywhere we look, there's oinig. We've certainly experienced that oinig Shabbos over the course of this Shabbos. So if you come and you enjoy it and you feel shifted to Beis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayei, you want to go and you want to come back. So what the world associates out there is being fun. We have it and we have much, much more. And that's what's called building with the Ish. That's the essence of what an Ish Kodesh is all about. So we're very grateful for such a beautiful Shabbos and coming together and building it together, but as a general, to feel part of such a beautiful kehila, with such a beautiful, with a Rav and a Rebbetzin who are leading us in such a wonderful way, and we should be zeicha that in the same way that we've experienced so much binyan over these last few days in building the kehila and everywhere which we go, b'siyata b'shemayim, we should be zeicha to the ultimate binyan of tzion, ani eish asid liv noisa, b'yaskoyal tzarech, mi'ar amen.